Waging war on corruption.
All right, here I go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
You got it. We are live. It is the 28th day of October 2012. On this Sunday edition, we are barreling towards the 2012 election here in the United States. We are accelerating towards more and more open conflict with Syria and Iran, an economic implosion, and we are, well, facing a hurricane that is barreling down on the East Coast of the United States. And I've got the National Hurricane Center's breakdown of that. And it's already, they're saying, evacuate millions of people. They're saying 50 million to be affected. And now they're talking, yeah, this could mess up the election. 100-year superstorm. I'm no meteorologist, but I've interviewed a lot. And I've watched the media over the years. They tend to hype things up sometimes, kind of like Carmageddon and things, you know, that was going to shut down L.A. forever, basically, but didn't do anything when they fixed a bridge. I talk about that because I happened to be out there when that happened. It could be hype, but most meteorologists say that if the storms from the north and the west don't blow this thing out to sea, and some of the tracks now do have it going out to sea. Just a few days ago, there were not any tracks showing it going out to sea before it first goes inland. Some showed it going out into the Sargasso Sea, out into the Atlantic. So we're going to be looking at all of that. Hurricane Sandy, intermediate advisory, and the trajectory, and how that could affect the election. That is going to be coming up here today. Stuart Rhodes is going to be on because I've talked to a lot of military on the record and off the record. We have a lot of government documents admitting the preparations for civil unrest. Doesn't mean that's going to happen. But we know about the demonization of the founding fathers, gun owners, returning veterans, libertarians. And we, of course, last week covered a story that I first saw break out of the Northeast Intelligence Network and Doug Hagman. And a few days after we covered it, it was in the Associated Press confirming that a gentleman with no criminal record was put on a no-fly list for, 4 days, couldn't get out of Hawaii to see his wife, or he was traveling to see her in Okinawa, Japan, because they said, you're a prepper. And we see that online. So I'm going to get Stuart Rhodes, the founder and head of Oath Keepers, also a constitutional lawyer, on with us in about 30 minutes to cover that and a bunch of other really important issues and the intel he's getting from all of his current and active duty serving military and police. So we're going to have Stuart Rhodes with us. And then because we're going to get into the hurricane in the last 30 minutes of the show in more detail, Scott Stevens, a meteorologist, weatherman, worked with some of the TV stations around the country. He's the Weather Wars, the author as well. He's going to be getting into chemtrailing and a lot more. And we know they can control hurricanes. They can kill hurricanes. They can speed them up, slow them, strengthen them, weaken them, steer them. So could this be steered? Well, of course it could be. They have the technology. So I thought we'd go over that with Mr. Stevens coming up as well today. That said, we're going to get into the election, the latest on that. We come back, a very interesting report. Saccharin and aspartame compared with sucralose, that's a form of natural sugar, induce greater weight gain in adult Worcester rats at a similar total caloric intake levels. And this is published in the National Institute of Health. It's a prestigious study. The point is that I've seen a bunch of other studies showing this. That's why you see diabetics, incredibly obese people, always with a Diet Coke or Diet Dr. Pepper in their hand, Diet Pepsi in their hand. I guess Diet Pepsi be flavored with baby parts. I didn't believe that when I heard that 2 years ago. Looked it up, turned out it was true. So that's a big piece of news. And I got a retraction, too. I'm gonna make her a clarification coming up as well. It has to do with automobiles. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. It's Sunday. We're live, blasting out worldwide. Stay with us.
Aaron Fullen here. Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. InfoWarriors roll out. We are live. Thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday, the 28th day of October 2012. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, 5 to 7 Eastern, that's 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain, and broadcasting all over the world via WWCR Global Shortwave 100,000 Watt World Service, simulcasting, of course, on the Internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with the audio streams and then the podcast you'll find in the Alex Jones Radio Show link area, along with free iPhone Android apps listed there as well. You can also subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv and see our nightly news show, 7 o'clock weeknight central, and of course video inside the radio studio, not just a webcam. We're talking a five-camera shoot, you name it. Adds a whole other dimension to the InfoWar. PrisonPlanet.tv, 9.5 years up and running, 17 years on radio. I know we have a lot of new affiliates. Just want to introduce myself. I'm Alex Jones. I love liberty. I hate tyranny. I hate bullies. And I am here to try to wake up my fellow humans to demand a restoration of our constitutional republic. I could not do the show without my incredible crew in there and all the other great co-hosts and people with the nightly news and some of the people that come in and visit sometimes sit in as guest host as well, like in the 48-hour broadcast we did a few weeks ago. Again, I want to thank all those folks and salute them because I haven't thanked them enough. I've thanked them a few times, but I'm just thinking how thankful I was again today for all of you out there that make this broadcast possible, the sponsors, the AM and FM affiliates, and, of course, most importantly, the good Lord above. And after that, you, the listeners, are what is most important. Okay, Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers, constitutional lawyer, Army paratrooper. He's got the contacts in the police and military like no one else I know, active duty, military, and currently serving here in UND Homeland Police. And we're going to get into all these preparations for civil unrest, the preparations for gun confiscation, the re-education camp manuals that the Army admits are now public. What broke in the AP about a week ago, well, it broke here, but then AP picked it up and confirmed, yeah, a guy going to visit his wife, got stranded in Hawaii, no criminal record, but he was a prepper. And if you think that you need to be prepared, you know, government digs in, buys 1.6 billion rounds of ammo, builds bunkers everywhere with tax money, is constantly hardening their structures. But if you try to get prepared, they have executive orders. Just look them up to confiscate your food, your water, to put you into force work brigades. Each president has reissued them. Just type in presidential executive orders on confiscation of food, hoarders, forced labor. Look it up. You'll find dozens and dozens because it's been reissued over and over again, sometimes multiple times by the same president. So people say, well, give us a number. Look it up. There's literally dozens of them. In fact, guys, just show people that are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Type in executive orders for forced labor or and then executive orders for food confiscation or executive orders for seizure of infrastructure. And again, this is a show where we want you to check out our claims and what we're saying. Now, I'll tell you this. We are incredibly accurate, over 95, percent of the time on average. And when I do mess up, it's generally a whopper because I'll be out there managing stuff or signing checks or, you know, reviewing a video report during the breaks. I don't just sit around during the breaks, or my wife calls, or my kids are running around the studio, or, you know, whatever the case may be. Yeah, just click web for executive orders, guys, and it'll pull them up for you. And then just print me some of those. Yeah, there it is. Obama quietly signs executive order. I mean, there's a whole bunch of them. You can pull up the whole list. There's sites that list them, and then you can go to the Federal Register as well and find them. But that's fine. Just once you get them, we'll cover them later. It's important to read those executive orders. Our film Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, has them since the 50s and then shows them reissued. We actually show hundreds of them through time, changing in the numbers right up into the 13,000 series. They're almost into the 14,000s now in executive orders. But side issue, I was covering an article Friday on the show, and no one corrected me on this. I was listening to a rebroadcast on a local station and heard it, and it just blew me away. I'm like, the way I was talking, it sounded like I was saying Jeep was owned by General Motors when we all know it's owned by Chrysler. I mean, I grew up with Jeeps. My dad's got a Jeep. I know that. Sometimes I listen to my show, and it's when I mess something up, it's such a – everybody does that. You know, you'll call people the wrong name or whatever, and it's always because I got 20 other things going on in my head, and the reason yeah, here it is. This is out of the Washington Examiner. Jeep, an Obama favorite, looks to shift production to China. And then I was pointing out that the bailout money, $20-plus billion to General Motors, you can look this up, helped move Hummer. Not Hummer, they stopped that. Helped move, this article says the Hummer is what fights with Jeep. That's why I said that. Helped move Cadillac and helped move Volt to China. But now Jeep, separate, is looking to leave Detroit. If you got to leave Detroit because it's collapsing, even though it's a great American city or was, why do you got to leave the U.S.? Man, that's crazy. People need to let Jeep know and Chrysler know, do not move it to China. Unbelievable. Can I buy anything made in America? I've never been a Ford guy, and I've got a Ford truck now, just because I want to try to buy something made in America while you can still say something's made here. And I know most of the components are made overseas. It's unbelievable how they have set up the tax incentives and the rest of it to ship jobs out of this country. And speaking of the roads, streetlights turned off in their thousands to meet carbon emission targets. This is out of London Telegraph. All over the world, including here in the U.S., they're saying they're going to start turning off most of the streetlights because it's bad to have electricity because carbon dioxide that comes out of coal power plants is bad for the earth. Folks, plants respirate. They literally engage in photosynthesis with the sunlight using carbon dioxide. Humans exhale it. And you can type in the New York Times article. New York Times a few years ago said a tax to breathe. And that was an article, that was the headline, promoting this. So it's a way to shut down any industry they want, ignore all the real environmental issues that are out there, and control one of the four components of the life cycle and the carbon cycle. Carbon dioxide, oxygen, water, and sunlight. You've got to have those four things. And they know you know water's not bad. They know you know oxygen's not bad. They know you know sunlight's not bad. So they know that, well, carbon dioxide, they chose that back in the 80s. The Club of Rome said, we're going to try to tax this. Because a lot of Americans think it's carbon monoxide, the stuff that will kill you. You know, they've done national TV shows. You've seen it. Penn and Teller's done it, where they can get most people to sign a petition on the street saying ban dihydrogen monoxide. It sounds pretty darn scary. Of course, dihydrogen monoxide is water, last time I checked. Or they can get people to ban sodium chloride. Sounds pretty darn scary. Sodium chloride. Sodium chloride. Of course, that's table salt, ladies and gentlemen. But streetlights turned off in their thousands to meet carbon emission targets. Huge swaths of Britain are being plunged into darkness as more and more streetlights are switched off by councils and road authorities. But the taxes are going up, though. Less services, more taxes. And they always dangle, you know, police cuts out if you don't let them raise taxes. Standard trick worldwide. Speaking of world government, Obama urges governors to celebrate UN Day from the NewAmerican.com. New American Magazine breaks the call for world government down. They're actually taking over the cities, the international funding and stuff. your city will get international or even federal funding if it starts following UN rules under UNESCO. And more on cars later. Robo cars are coming to crowded California freeways near you. And I've got a big stack of articles about, robo cars are going to be safer. Will we not let you drive your own car soon? And the answer is Toyota and others have said this years ago. And now I've got a new Toyota report here admitting it. They're going to say, well, the computer watches you. And if you're doing something dangerous, it'll take over. So, see, we're already talking about computers running our lives, robots running our lives, not just drones doing the fighting and combat robots. And I saw an ad on News 8 Austin when I was surfing the other day for Austin Lexus. And it was about a face scanning system. So I clicked it, and sure enough, it goes, the new Lexuses tell you if you're tired. Scan your eyes. Yeah, and are dialed into a cell phone that will report you to the cops down the road, just like OnStar does. They didn't tell you that part. Again, it's not the technology's bad. The globalists running it are bad. Hey, will the hurricane affect the election? We'll cover that. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338, That's 888-213-4338.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, my friends, we're going to get into Hurricane Sandy right now, and I have really been hoping that all this Frankenstorm hype for the last 5 days or so was just that hype. I had really been hoping earnestly that the Blue Norther coming down and the big West Coast cold front blowing out of the Pacific, that they would get to the coast early and somehow blow that hurricane out to sea. Instead, I know you've been following it, I've been following it. It's 50 million people are in its path, and the gusts are now up to 100 miles an hour. It had been weakening a bit. Now it's strengthening. I have the National Weather Service report here in front of me. And if you go to drudgereport.com, it's got the best coverage out there. We also have a data page basically copying his links at Infowars.com, the U.S. news section. But Drudge continually has the track, the latest, the cone, the models, the satellite, the radar. The great part about Drudge is he's not a weather channel or something where they're only showing their feeds or other media where they won't show other people's feeds. He's got all the different perspectives up there. That's why I like it. And it's got the track, the latest, the cone, the models, the satellite, the radar. I've been on there for hours last night and today because this is a big deal. And why is this a big deal? Even U.S. News and World Report last Thursday said this could postpone the election. I didn't know that. I went on air Friday and said this could postpone the election and saw some people on Twitter going, you fearmonger, this will never happen. And then they walk in and go, hey, here's U.S. News and World Report. Here's Reuters. Here's Fox News. Here's AP. Look, I'm not saying it's going to cancel the election or postpone it. I'm saying if you've got a hurricane that hits two cold fronts, they call that a perfect storm. They call that a Frankenstorm. And the 1990 one was really bad. Nothing compared to this. They say they don't think anything's hit in like 100 years. And you can now see that it is set to start coming in, what, by Monday or Tuesday? It varies. I mean, it's already part of it's already hitting, but it's going to get really intense Tuesday into Wednesday. And I hope it gets blown out to sea. But that big, what is it, low-pressure system with hurricanes? Trying to be, you know, we've got a meteorologist coming on to break this down the last 30 minutes of the next hour, so he'll be able to look at that and break it down. Scott Stevens is going to be joining us. But all I know is that they're saying it can be really bad. So, and they're talking about, well, I mean, here are some of the headlines right here. New York City issues widespread mandatory evacuation orders. I said, you know, if they issue that in New York City, mandatory evacuation orders, how many? Is it 8-9 million? How are they going to vote? This thing won't blow out, they're saying, until Wednesday. I mean, how close are we to the election then? 5-6 days? Largest tropical cyclone to ever develop in the Atlantic Basin. Question mark. Could wreak havoc across 800 miles. Urgent warnings. Life-threatening storm surge to New York Harbor. 5 reasons Sandy will be epic. And it just goes on and on and on. I don't know. The Weather Channel says 5 reasons Sandy will be epic. And they go over the 5 reasons. It's a northbound hurricane. In fact, I know you guys printed me that article. I need to go over that later when Scott Stevens is on the broadcast. Number two, early winter storm. And it goes over the history of why those are so bad, mixing with other hot air. It continues here. Number three, Arctic air from the north. Yeah, see, it's 3 storms colliding. People are forgetting it's not just that western cold front coming across. It's 3 storms, a hurricane, a blue norther, and that big western moisture-filled cold air. And you, again, get to number four. High tides could worsen flooding. We're talking about massive flooding in potentially 50 million people that are affected. The Weather Channel is reporting. And number five, snow-wind combo increases risk for power outages. Yeah. I mean, how could this be happening in the middle of the 2012 super contested election? Now, I've had Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons, on the show 6 years ago when it was declassified that he was the father of weather weapons and in World War II had flown into the first typhoons in the Pacific. And he was almost 90 when I interviewed him. Still alive last time I checked. Now they got History Channel shows, you know, with him and them, showing all the old footage. He'd lead squadrons in Vietnam, flooding the Ho Chi Minh Trail. And he said by 67, Stanford Research Institute and the Navy certified, along with the Air Force, you can look this up, that they could, well, you can look up our hour-long interview with him. Well, there's several at prisonplanet.tv. It's also on YouTube. Just type in Ben Livingston, weather weapons. And he goes over all the documents, showed me what he could. It was you know, unclassified now. A lot of it he couldn't show me. But we visited with him quite a bit, he and his wife. The point is that they could steer hurricanes, kill hurricanes, weaken them, strengthen them, all of it. They could create them. And you see this storm they haven't seen in 100 years makes the perfect storm of 1991 look tame, the meteorologists are saying. And you've got all of these storms coming together for this Frankenstorm, as it's called, set to hit the 30th, 31st, and the 1st. And then you're 5 days out from that with flooding and power outages. They're saying power could be out for weeks in the most populous area of the United States. And they're calling it a freak storm. And I thought, oh, that's just that meteorologist typing it. So I go check this. I mean, I've been weather junkie. When I was a kid, I couldn't stand being at my grandparents. They'd want to go in and see the weather report. Or my parents would want to see the weather report. I guess just as you get older, knowing the weather report's really neat. And now you can check it online. So I find that's my first stop. I'm sure the NSA knows that, tracking all my internet activities illegally. They track all yours, too, that they now had court cases admitting it and whistleblowers. You know, it's a felony when they do it, but side issue, I guess it's land of the free, home of the brave, the most surveilled country in the world. But I've really been following this, and can't wait to get the meteorologist Scott Stevens on, because you know, he's worked for big, you know, city TV stations, you name it. He's a researcher, author. And he's gone over the chemtrails, but not just the cloud seeding, these electromagnetic Harper rays they have. When I first heard him talking about this 10 years ago, I knew a lot of it was real, but I still just, I couldn't even believe it. And now, what we showed that Friday, guys, all the Daily Mail, USA Today, BBC, showing the Russians, the Chinese, the Saudi Arabians, with these antenna arrays that can go up and ionize the atmosphere, form nuclei, and make it rain out of a clear blue sky. They can form clouds and do it. So now, that's really the next generation they've had for decades. Not so much the cloud seeding. But they've got these systems, and the only people that seem to not know about this are the American people. This stuff is well known all over the world. But you talk about it, you call it conspiracy theorists. And I've just got to ask, I mean, are elements of the government, you know, of the national security apparatus, of the national security state, totally secret and gets away with whatever it wants, are they manipulating this storm? Or why don't they go out? Bill Gates, I showed you ABC on Friday. Bill Gates owns a company that can create or kill hurricanes. They can do it with aircraft. They can kill hurricanes. Certified, 1967. Livingston had been doing it since the 50s, but they certified it. They did tests in the Atlantic right where this is happening. Look it up. We'll be back with Stuart Rhodes. Will preppers be arrested? Will they be rounded up? Is it terrorist to take care of your family?
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Before it broke in AP, Reuters, The Washington Post, you name it, Doug Hagman of the Northeast Intelligence Network, who gives us a lot of good intel, he said, hey, do you want to interview a high security clearance, high-level military contractor who has been stranded and was told because you're a prepper? Okay? And then the Washington Post, because we've had him on twice before AP picked it up, spun it like, oh, he thinks that's why he was stranded at his own expense. Here's the Washington Post with a story. Man stranded in Hawaii by no fly list gets okay and flies to San Francisco Friday. Wade Hicks Jr. was stranded for 6 days at his own expense. So there you go. Washington Post, AP, you name it. Now, this is only a window into a larger issue of how they're going to use domestic checkpoints on highways. This has all been announced with federal checkpoints, federal police, and TSA goons at airports, you name it. That's where you'll just be disappeared for political reasons. We now have the Army manual that I'll pull up and give you the number on, which they have said, yeah, that's their manual, where they use the term re-education camp. They don't use the term, we'll take political dissidents. They use the Soviet term. We have executive orders now for all sorts of tyranny. We have Army manuals about confiscating guns that have come out the last few months. All of this is coming out now. And you can just type in new Army manual has military trained for gun confiscation. Or Army War College professor, prepare for war with the Tea Party. I mean, look up these keywords I'm giving you. This is mainstream news. And the fact is that they have been demonizing preppers for a long time. But you also look at the Homeland Security and MIAC reports that we've broken here that have been national news the last 3.5 years saying gun owners, libertarians are terror threats, but nobody's a terror threat like returning veterans. So why are preppers who run the gamut politically, who think, hey, you need food, you need firearms, basically granddaddy, my grandparents still have a grandparent alive, God bless her, almost 90. They always, have a few months of food, always have firearms, always know how to can stuff. That's bad. That's why they're going after Amish. They're going after people with backyard, front yard gardens. The system doesn't like it. They're trying to restrict all sorts of swap meets, garage sales. A year ago, Louisiana passed a law, no cash used in secondhand sales. They want to track everything through the NSA grid illegally. Now, Stuart Rhodes is the founder and president of Oath Keepers, and he also is a constitutional lawyer. I'm not going to go over his entire bio, but he's won awards for the reports he's done at Yale Law School. For solving the puzzle of enemy combatant status, which he wrote many years before this was even a news item. He's worked for Congressman Ron Paul as well and his congressional staff. He's written for SWAT magazine. He's got like a 5-page bio, so I'm not going to go over the whole thing here. He was also in the Army until he was medically retired in a paratrooping night exercise, I believe it was, jump. He joins us to go over this for the next 45 minutes. Then we'll get into the hurricane and could that affect the election and a bunch of other economic news and cover the latest poll numbers. But, Stuart, I kind of threw out a couple different issues there, and I'll interrupt you a few times to actually give the Army manual numbers for people for the civilian inmate labor camp programs, for the re-education camps, and the MIAC and Homeland Security reports. While you're talking, I'm going to be searching it up myself, showing TV viewers and telling radio listeners how to pull it up themselves. It's important I don't just hold it up and say the number. I'm going to show people while you're talking. I'm going to be searching and showing people with it up on screen live time so they can see this for themselves. But you've got contacts everywhere in the military, in the police. We do as well, but you do this full time. They're all saying, look for something big to happen soon. Now, the globalists are always doing that to get everybody on edge. So when they finally do drop the hammer, everybody almost expects it. We understand that's part of the psychology, but we do need to be made aware of this. Where should we start in this whole build up, the Army manuals that have come out, the preppers being stranded? I've got another report here. Former cricket captain turned politician, detained and interrogated over drone views by U.S. immigration. I guess it's Imran Khan. He's very pro-Western, lived in England most of his life, probably going to be the new Pakistani president. And they pulled him off a flight and said, we don't like the fact that you're campaigning against us bombing indiscriminately with drones. So they're now using the airports. They're now using this as the political, roundup point, just like Nazi Germany used the train stations as their way to grab people. And now with face scans, there's nowhere to run. Stuart Rhodes of OathKeepers.org, thank you for joining us.
Well, it's the same thing that happened during the Bush administration. Remember back then, it was leftist journalists who would be on the no-fly list. Now it's swung a different direction now. Now you can say, well, it's kind of swung on the right wing, but it's not just that. It's kind of like the metastasizing of the national security state. It is a cancer that is growing and it's starting to eat us. And so one of the two things is going to happen. It's going to kill the host, kill America, or we'll have to kill it. and, you know, the prepper's being targeted. What does a prepper accept? Another, a person who's awake and aware and takes personal responsibility for themselves and their families. I see them as being interchangeable with Ron Paul people, interchangeable with veterans, interchangeable with just traditional Americans who believe in taking care of themselves, who are not just, you know, sitting in front of a boob tube all day and dumbed down. And so it's the targeting and the attempt to crush the traditional American spirit. They want you to be subservient. They want you to be just go shop and do what you're told and go to work and don't question the two-party system. If you step outside those bounds at all, they'll start assigning one label or another to you. Right-wing extremist, prepper, just the latest version of it, you know, whatever it is. It's the same target audience, though, is the people that are going to either be able to resist or those who are going to be able to ride out whatever comes down.
And just to add, they want us to shut up and go quietly into the night while they build FEMA camps, while they deindustrialize the country, while they harass rural communities and set up the governor commission, the governor council that circumnavigates the states and the 10th Amendment. I mean, it's all happening. Anyone who knows history, as you do, as an award-winning lawyer, who's written on the subject of political papers, when you know history, you know the path we're going down. I mean, this is definitely tyranny.
Yeah, exactly. And this is the same thing that happened in Nazi Germany or also happened in Stalinist Russia. And in Russia, it was the independent farmers, the kulaks, who had to be crushed. For Stalin to really take over, he had to take out any resistance. And because they could grow their own food and their own livestock, and they were independent landowners, they were a threat to his power. He wanted them completely subservient, so he confiscated their crops and starved them.
What do you make of this new case?
Of the National Guardsman, I've watched that, and he strikes me as very credible. I know you guys said you vetted him, and so I'm going to take that as being accurate. I think what's probably going on there is one of two things. Either his command has stepped out ahead in some ways and gone a little bit further down the same logical path, or this is just the first inkling of the meme coming down from above. I talked to other National Guardsmen. They have not heard anything about this, but I did find it credible, and I'm not surprised. Like I said.
Well, just to be clear, I was going to get to that in the next segment. When I said this latest case, I want to get back into the prepper confirming that he wasn't allowed to fly for 6 days because he was a prepper, but I was going to get into that next. Yes, this National Guardsman, who even during the breaks, was out there at the repair area, had, his officer walking around giving him orders because he'd gone too far on his lunch. He sent us all his documents, all the info. And that's what we see in this particular order. Will you guys put the resettlement document up there so I can give people the Army regulation number? If folks go to FM3-39.40, internment and resettlement operations, February 2010, we just got this 4 months ago. You can go to army.mil and find this. It's the plan to put you in a, quote, re-education camp. So we're going to get Stuart Rhodes' take on that, get his take on why they're going after the preppers and other intel he's getting from police and military across the United States. Stay with us. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21 by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. back. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. And that transmission is on XM 166, as well as over 130 AM and FM affiliates and growing. Very exciting. That shows people are finally starting to wake up. Now, I want to try to give Stuart most of the floor of this segment, the next couple, and maybe take a few calls for him if you have any intel for him or like to get in touch with him. But the point is, we know we're going in an authoritarian direction. You notice media ran TV shows called Doomsday Preppers to associate the idea of anybody trying to be prepped in life, but you're supposed to have a flashlight, food, stuff like that, as bad. And we've had Doomsday Preppers from the Doomsday Prepper show on, famous people, you know, from different TV shows who had been taken to jail under psychological stuff and had their guns taken. We've talked about Marines that have had their guns taken for being on Facebook. You know, I noticed that when I put out the new film, Strategic Relocation, based on the book by Joel Skousen, and we carry both of them, obviously, I produced the film, I noticed some people are in there saying, what are you saying, it's the end of the world? No. We're saying that the government's digging in, and when you hear about strategic relocation, I did research and moved to the Texas Hill Country outside Austin. There's thousands of different things you can do. How to protect yourself in a city. How to get out of every city. Joel's got maps on that on all the big cities in the film and in the book at InfoWarsStore.com. But the new film, Strategic Relocation, we're going to have to even make more of these. It's probably going to sell out in like a week at the rate. This is a very hot film. Get it. It's now here. We've now got 10,000 of them right here at the operation headquarters. And we'll print 10,000 more if we need to. But and, of course, your purchase supports Joel Skousen and ourselves and everything we're doing. It's $19.95. Get a free citizen rule book and more. My new film, Strategic Relocation with Joel Skousen, available at InfoWarsStore.com or link through at PrisonPlanet.com. Or we're also going to talk to Joel because, you know, it's overall his copyright on the actual content about putting it out for PrisonPlanet.tv and then to a wider audience as well. But we're still gauging that, and that's up to him. So, again, Strategic Relocation. Listen, recap with a report here before we get back into preppers and, you know, our National Guard source about saying preppers will be treated as terrorists and hunted down. I'm in urban warfare drills where that's basically what they were doing a decade ago. They just didn't call them preppers, guys in John Deere caps and overalls. You know, they trained to kill your grandpa, basically. You've witnessed that. You know that's going on. But just in this 7-8 minutes we've got before we start the next hour, you've got the floor. Recap the different papers coming out of the war colleges about how the Tea Party is going to link up with Al Qaeda. I mean, Benedict Arnold types, you know, bizarreness. All, you know, if you had, you know, 6, 7, 8 minutes just to talk to millions of people and give them a report, which you are talking to millions, what would you say to them? Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oathkeepers.org.
Well, I would say that the U.S. government is now telling you that you should take them at face value. They're telling you who their future military opponent is. And it is the general right. It is, in particular, the constitutionalist right, the Barry Goldwater conservatives, the Ron Paul supporters, the Chuck Baldwin supporters. They've been telling you this for years, so you should believe them. And actually, they're correct. We are their future military opponents because they're going down the same exact road that Nazi Germany went down or Stalinist Russia. Except that they're trying to do it here in America. And the difference is there's going to be a fight. And unless they were to, you know, I don't think they're going to back off. I don't think we have a political solution any longer. We're heading towards a fight. And so all we're really doing right now is shaping the future battle space. And within Oath Keepers, our way of doing that is to reach out to as many of the current serving military in particular, and also police officers, sheriffs especially, and trying to get them on our side. And if we get enough of them, then we can win in a very peaceful way, like 1989 East Germany when the wall fell after 3 days because the East German military simply refused to fire on their fellow citizens. And then the other big equation in it is, of course, what the American people do. The more resilient you are, the more prepared you are, the better off you're going to be. And which is why they are beginning to also target preppers. They fear the current serving doing the right thing. They fear veterans, and they also fear all prepared Americans who are able to be self-sufficient, just like the kulaks were in Russia. Anybody can grow their own food and shelter themselves even when the power's out. They are somebody who is a threat to the plans of the elites. They want us absolutely destitute when the collapse comes, when economic collapse hits. They want us to be at their mercy and be clamoring for the FEMA bracelets and the FEMA debit cards, or even the little FEMA chip in your arm, or the Northcom versions of it.
And the forced inoculations, they admit they're trained for that.
They want you to be totally subservient. So, of course, anybody who doesn't do those things, if you want to know what to be doing, look at the things they fear. They fear people who are prepared. They fear gun owners. They fear people. They don't want you going and forming communities and forming barter networks.
They hate Christians, real Christians.
Right. They don't want you. I mean, anything that challenges their rule, anybody who has allegiance to something other than them, they want you to be totally subservient to the political system as it is right now.
That's why they hate the family.
Right. They don't want a family allegiance and loyalty. They don't want loyalty to your, they don't want faith loyalty to your God. They don't want you to have loyalty to the U.S. Constitution or to the Founders Republic. They want loyalty to the government official as outside the Constitution and illegitimate as they are. They want you to have loyalty to them. And they want you to be destitute and desperate so you'll give up your rights, which is what people do throughout history. It's a constant pattern throughout history that in crisis, in wartime, is when you give up your rights. And so we're heading into a period of crisis economically. And it's coming, and I think Skousen's absolutely correct. I think that guys like Rawls, who have been talking about the American readout, I think that they're correct also. You know, you need to get to, if you can't get to, you know, the Rocky Mountain West, you should at least get out of the cities. And like you did, you went to the Hill Country in Texas, which is a pretty awesome place. A lot of good people out there. It goes, you know, it's kind of like that old Hank Williams Jr. song, a country boy can't survive, and that's no joke. And if you get outside the cities, you get back to a
and
real
that's where Agenda 21 is. I've got to interrupt you because everything you're saying is making me just burn with understanding. I got awake because as a child, there were military books and history books everywhere, and I thought they were entertaining to read history because, you know, it was action every page. Why read fiction when you have to read to the end of the book to hear about battles when every page was a battle? And I've studied modern warfare. I've studied siege for 5,000 years, well, the oldest form of total war. They're setting us up for siege. They're setting you up like a foreign occupier would do. And, of course, anybody who's self-sufficient is the enemy. Anybody loyal to the real America is the enemy. I'm getting chills here, Stuart. I mean, it's so real. Listen, I'm 95% confirmed that I'm finding NSA substations all over Austin and I mean, I've confirmed their government data mining operations. I mean, you know, I sent reporters down to the big NSA base in San Antonio just a few weeks ago, and the cops came up and threatened them and said, you can't film in America. And we said, yes, we can. So they backed off. But they've taken the film from the San Antonio Express News people. We at least knew our rights and handed them, basically notice of a lawsuit and the fact that the NSA's lawsuits. But the point is, I mean, this is everywhere. Like you said, a cancer, Stuart, this is giant. And this is what you do when you're setting up an occupying takeover grid. I hope people understand this is not some nanny state that wants full control because it wants to take care of us. These are horrible globalists.
Right. I mean, it's like another level above what happened post-World War II with the growth of the national security state, you know, the growth of the CIA, the emergence of the CIA in the 50s and all that. Now it's turned inward, and it's increasing its pace exponentially.
Why don't we just take over the whole economy and everything else and take over companies and arrest whoever we want?
Right. And don't you have a new CIA domestic headquarters in Denver?
Yes.
Is that where they're building a new one? So what is that? You know, folks are probably thinking to themselves, I never knew the CIA was ever used internally in the first place, and now they're doing it wide open. And so, you know, what they're really doing is everything they've done overseas, all the manipulations and the coups and the assassinations they've done overseas for decades, they are now doing to the United States and to the American people. They're bringing war home. It's all been, whatever's been done in Iraq and Afghanistan, or in the past in other countries will be done here. So the question is what do we do about it? And I think what people, we have to realize is where we are, where we're headed, and then get ready ourselves. They're getting ready. We need to get ready too. So people need to set aside their fear. They need to step out and get to know their neighbors. They need to go down to local veterans hall. And one thing I recommend you do more than anything else is get with your local veterans and your VFW hall, American Legion or Marine Corps League, and wake them up, because that's a pool right there of people in your community who could help no matter what happens.
And a lot of them won't listen up front, but when all this keeps happening, they're going to wake up later. We're already seeing a giant awakening. I want to talk more about this with Stuart Rhodes. Stuart, what else do you want to break down coming up in the next 30 minutes?
I think we need to talk about the election and how people need to see past that. You know, that they're so fixated on anti-Obama, they're not seeing the full picture is we're really FUBAR, because the Republican Party, those who are in charge of it right now, are every bit as bad as Obama.
That's right. You've worked in Congress. You've worked in Ron Paul's office. You know. All right. Second hour. Call your friends and family, folks. Tell them, tune in, however you're listening now. This is important, what's coming up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safe?